Thank you, Prophet Jason Porter, for your seed of 4560. The Lord said this is a season where you must guard your heart, guard your mind, and guard your soul. For the enemy is sending individuals dressed in sheep's clothing, but they're wolves. But I, your God, will cover thee, and I will protect thee, and I will show you the serpents. I will show you the wolves that is hiding, that is trying to take advantage of thee. The Lord says control your thoughts and control your feelings, yea, even in this season. And as you do that, you're going to manifest some good things in your life. For the Lord says you must take responsibility in all that you do, because God says you're creating the world that you're in. You're creating the world that you're in by your thoughts, by your feelings, and by your actions. For the Lord will say unto the man of God, let's stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. And you're going to release some things and let go of some individuals that has been taking advantage of thee. For the Spirit will say unto thee that you'll see many changes in this hour. Many, many, many changes. But stay focused. For the Lord says, I will place thee into a season where you're going to see great demand. Man of God, you're going to develop in this season. And you're going to see that God said, as you move into discernment, I will cause you to prosper. There is a person, seems like a male, whose character is not of me, who does not have morals, who does not have standards. Their character demands that you inspect and check them out. And don't be gullible. Don't be so fickle in your thoughts where you're moving back and forth. The Lord says, see me, see me, see me, and guard your heart, your mind, and even your finances. For the Lord says, you're going to want to be around individuals that will appear to be have it made, those with intelligence and wit. But the Lord says, that is a con artist trying to con you. For the Lord says, yea, you will see that I will give you the ability to reach in this season, and you will surely prosper. Prophet Jason Porter.
Prophet Jason.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. I just hear God saying that you're going to be a powerhouse in the area of the land of the place where you actually came from. I see God using you and taking you back to your home land and using you as a great folk person on his behalf. You're going to be a great leader, a great orator. God's going to begin to use you in that area, and you're going to excel. I just hear God saying something with writing and editing. I don't know if you do something with writing, but business and your career is going to take off like never before. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. I concur. I just heard relocation. And when I heard those words, I just felt warm, sunny. It just seems tropical almost. God says that this is going to bring a great benefit to you, this relocation. God says to trust in your decisions and to move forward, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. I do agree with the prophet that has spoken. For Father God says, pack the boxes for the move. For Father God says, you're in a season of elevation, and Father God says, this is your season to press forth and to all that he has for you. For Father God says, this is the season of new responsibility, and he's creating new wealth for you. So prepare, man of God, prepare, for the greater day is at hand. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience, is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. And the Lord further says unto thee, he says, watch whom you want to try to help, because you want to help others. But the Lord says, be weary, be leery, and be prayed up, because it seems like someone is taking advantage of you or taking you for granted, and you may be prone to use your caring skills with someone that is not worthy of me, yea, say the Lord, are worthy of you. For the Lord says prepare, because he's leading you and he is guiding you, and you're going to see him shifting and a moving of the Spirit. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is your hour, this is your season of a deliverance, this is your hour and this is your season, because you're going to begin to see that extra cash may be coming your way. For the Lord says, success is about to visit thee, and you're going to see favorable things opening up for thee. For the Lord says that he's even touching your heart. Don't give up. But hold on, because the Lord says help is coming. I know you feel weary. I know you feel drained. The Lord says, I send forth support in this season. For the Lord says, I'm raising thee up, and I'm even increasing your prophetic anointing. For the Lord said, this is a season where your gifts shall elevate you. For I will cause your gift to cause you to prosper. The first 6 months of this year, the Lord says, I was preparing you for the next season. He says, stay focused, stay on top of your priorities, work wise and work smart. Because God says that you're going to be able to move your career into a new and an exciting phase. You are about to shine. For the Lord says your diligence will bring security as well as material gains, and you're going to be compensated, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, I want you to begin to know, dear friend, once again, that change is coming in a grand scale. You're going to find that you're going to even stop some things or some habits that has been stopping you. You're going to begin to find that God's going to begin to energize you even in this season. Yes, in this season and during the next 13 months, you will succeed. For the struggles are coming to an end. For the Lord says in the coming months, you're going to receive some blessed things. You might receive a legacy from someone whom you showed a great kindness to. And this is going to help you in your quest for change. Now I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11, according to Isaiah 55. Get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.